I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Trouble is brewing in India. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us
there are reports out of India, and some of our Voice of the Martyrs contacts have confirmed that Prime Minister Modi and his party are preparing a national anti-conversion law. So not just one of the states or two of the states, but this would be the entire country of India.
BOM contacts say the legislation will be presented to Congress, but no one has seen the official language yet, and lawmakers are working behind the scenes. Stand with local believers as they prepare for spiritual battle.
We've seen an increase in persecution under Modi's government. This says there's more coming, and probably it's going to get worse.
And there's an unspoken rule that unless you're looking for verbal fisticuffs, don't talk about religion or politics in social gatherings. But John Hartley with Pathways for Mutual Respect says Christians should lean into those uncomfortable spaces. Hartley is a guest speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship and has a few tips for talking to your coworkers, friends, and family about controversial topics.
The first step is to ask really good questions. The kind of conflict that happens may not be as troublesome as we might assume it would be. Conflict itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. Conflict is something that can help lead us towards something new. It can help us recognize ways we need to grow.
Strongly held convictions have stories behind them. And Hartley says sharing our stories and listening to the stories of others can open gospel conversations. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.